Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. Lots going on in the show today. We have Jeff Kelm from the National Walleye Tour. He's the director. We're going to talk a little bit about some things going on as far as regulations and the all the trials and tribulations and gates they have to go through to get the tour at various locations. We're going to talk about some of the modifications they've had to make this year, that and some other details going on in the tour. And we're also going to talk, I'm sorry, you can't pick stupid. It's going to come up right after the break. It is, we all be surprised at how crazy this is. So stay tuned for that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to be seen.
Donald?
Yeah, good to be back.
It's good to have you in studio. You're out gallivanting out the SHOT Show.
Yes.
We missed you.
You know, it was weather kind of like this. It's pretty nice.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's nice to come back to more nice.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying not to end the ski season. A lot of ice fishermen out there are trying to, I don't know what. You got to be really careful right now. I will tell you that. People think that the ice is going to be okay. And it's deteriorating rapidly.
Well, I tell you, I was just today, I was down in our community, it's called Bay Point Park. And I was just to see what kind of condition the Mississippi River was in. And I mean, it was just like glass. It's open. And then I was doing something, reading some emails on my phone. And I looked back out there and there's a slab of ice going by size of a half a city block.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, you know, I'm kind of, that's going to run into something somewhere this early in the year. It seemed pretty strange.
They'll start to go neutrally buoyant, so they'll have water
on top of it.
And in a calm day like that, it's difficult to tell when you're running or if there's waves over the top. Yeah,
I did not see a boat out there. There was not a movement on the water. It was just like a mirror.
I don't think you can yet. I mean, there's some... I think Everett's on the river here in Red Wing had just either going to or was going to, was in process of or we're thinking about going to. But if you plan on going the river, please call Everett's beforehand. Find out if they're going to be opening. If you plan on coming to Red Wing, I know it's one of the few places.
It's the only place you can drop your boat in right now.
And keep that in mind when you're coming down to go do some fishing. So I kind of teased it at the beginning of the show. We talked about you can't fix stupid.
Yeah, and I asked you, why did you look at me when you said that?
We did talk to me off air, and I said, we used to have a spot called Things That Make You Go,
Yeah.
Well, this blows that out of the water.
Okay.
This is out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin hunter used poison to protect deer bait from rodents.
Say that again.
Let's go through the story. Leasing land, preparing to hunt for the 2023 season and not seeing enough deer doesn't grant anyone permission to set up multiple bait sites and protect apples and corn from rodents by setting out poison. That's what Wisconsin DNR found when he followed up on information from a hotline call during the gun deer season this last year. Baiting is not permitted in the county, and for much of the time, chronic wasting disease has been known to exist in Wisconsin. So obviously, they're come hand in hand. You don't bait, you don't want deer getting close to each other. The caller put the DNR right on track with good information. The absentee landowner who leased the land for hunting was not aware of the baiting nor the poison, and that this particular subject had put by one of the bait sites to keep rodents from eating the corn. They said it was pretty much a cut and dried case when they observed multiple bait sites and poison. They contacted the landowner who helped the wardens contact the persons leasing that particular land. The subject contacted by the wardens was cooperative, made the case simple. Obviously, it was a clear violation, and fines were about $350. It could accelerate up to $700, and of course, it can get to the point where you can lose hunting and fishing and trapping privileges. But I was very surprised on this. They said if it weren't for the public, many of the baiting and feeding situations would likely not be investigated, and they got full cooperation on it. He said feeding bans are in place, partly to help reduce the spread of CWD. And he said that too, that if one person baits at a site, it can have an impact on that person's neighbors because the deer can be pulled from natural vegetation. And I'm blown away. And the part about this too is you have to clean, once it's found to be a bait site, it has to be cleaned up every single piece, every kernel, no leftover, and they have 10 days to get that taken care of, a waiting period, and usually it's done on a honor system. But if they come back and check at that point and it's still in violation, then they will impose a stiffer penalty. But Don, you can't fix that. I mean, that's just stupid. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, first of all, you're not supposed to bait to begin with, right?
Yeah.
So now you're trying to protect the deer or the bait from getting eaten by rodents by putting out poison? That's the game plan here?
That's the game plan, Don.
Oh, my.
You know, how would you... I have no remote understanding of how anybody could think that's a good idea. Can you?
Well, no, but I'm wondering if... could the deer get into the poison? Yeah? I don't know. I don't know what he set out, but...
Well, it doesn't really matter if you're putting the poison close enough to the pile. Eventually, the deer might think, "Hey."
I kind of even think further down the road because it could affect other wildlife too. Because if you had rodents that get poison, now they're not a healthy.
Coyotes eat the rodent, etc. And the
eagles eat the rodents. I mean, there's all kinds of the environment that you can mess with here. The natural world.
That in my mind, is that not one of the ultimates in?
Yeah, well, it's
can't fix stupid.
I hate to ask, what part of Wisconsin was that in?
We don't need to specify.
Okay.
In my mind, we don't need to.
We'll say the Midwest.
Yeah, but the other thing is that baiting has been illegal. Been illegal. That's not even, and then put poison by the bait.
Yeah. No, I don't get it.
I'm fully at a loss.
Yeah.
I really am.
Excited.
I'm excited for our next guest.
Yes.
We've got Jeff Kelm coming on. He's from the National Wildlife Tour. He's the director. We're going to get into some tough questions that he's willing to come on and answer for us. So that'll be good. So hang tight. Stay tuned. Valley Outdoors coming right up.